Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
On the 17th of September last year, 2023, 20-year-old Ella Mills from Clontarf in Dublin tragically drowned after a kayaking incident on the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. Now, Ella had just begun at that time studying at Columbia University when that happened. A year to the day that he last saw her, Ella's father, Ralph, completed an aqua marathon to honour her memory and to raise funds for the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. And Ralph is here now. Ralph, it's lovely to see you.
Hello, Claire.
Thank you for being here. Was that a coincidence that Sunday marked a year since you had last seen Ella and was also the day that you completed that challenge?
Yes, it was just an accident of planning, really. I wanted to do the marathon before the schools came back and I wanted as much training time as possible. So that just led me to the last weekend in August. Mm-hmm. And it was actually Joanne, my wife, who pointed out that, yes, that was the day we said goodbye to Ella.
Yeah, and a physical challenge to remember Ella and in her name seemed appropriate to you?
Yes. There's a sort of metaphorical significance, I suppose, to the act of trying to run through water for someone coping with grief. And it just seemed quite apposite. I was also practically looking for a hook for the fundraising campaign for mm-hmm. Kevin Bell. And something people had said again and again is you just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I thought, what is aqua running but a very physical manifestation of that, just keeping one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. And when I found that the record existed, within Guinness World Records, that acknowledged it as a valid record, but it was still unclaimed, I thought, well, the planets are aligning here. This is, it's all pointing towards this being the challenge to mm-hmm. do. No idea what Ella would make of it all. She'd just be rolling her eyes somewhere at all this. But anyway, yes, it just seemed right.
And the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, you didn't use the trust in Ella's situation, but you know about the work that they do and you know how valuable and important they are to
yes.
families facing what you were facing.
Yes, Ella was insured and we had the best assistance possible, Columbia University, and the Garda liaison in Washington was incredibly helpful. And yet still, it was Kafka-esque, the experience for Joanne. I was at home looking after her 14-year-old siblings, and Joanne went over with her sister to try and bring Ella home. And it was an utterly harrowing week. And it's America, and it happened in their administrative capital. And you would think it was as simple a case as possible. But it was still so distressing. And time and again in the journey, people came to us and said, have you contacted the Kevin Bell Trust? And this is what they do. They have years of expertise in financially assisting and practically assisting people with all the hoops you have to jump through.
It's a remarkable organisation.
Yes, it really is.
Can I talk to you a little bit about Ella? Because I read that one of your motivations was in doing this, that you want to see her name still out there and you want to see her remembered. So will you tell us a bit about her?
Yes. She was unbelievably bright. She was funny, sassy, determined, focused. I mean, you're asking her father here, so I could go on all day. But she was the first grandchild of a large extended family. And our first child, and she was utterly adored by all.
Yeah, something really struck me about her in that you lived in the States for a period of time when she was really young, like four or five.
Yes.
And after that experience, she said, I'm going there.
Yes. now, this is something we only found out after her death. when her little brother was rifling through her stuff and found a book of poems. And there were a number of pieces there that she'd written when she was 16 and 17. And they really are quite affecting. It's clearly the work of a young person, but you can see incredible potential in the writing itself. But they told of this dream, this longing to live in New York that she'd had since we were over there. We went for 5 months. I took parental leave while Joanne was transferred with her company. And New York was our playground for that 5 months. And we explored it fully. Mm-hmm. And while it left just the most fantastic memory for me, for Ella, that determined her on her course of life.
So she decided, I'm going to pursue a college course that will eventually take me to New York.
Yes.
Is that what you know now?
Yes, yes. And she was so single-minded in pursuing that. She went to Trinity so she could do the dual BA. And her first 2 years in Trinity were really consumed by what was coming next. She was either studying to get the grades to qualify or working to get the money for spending money there. So it really was a single-minded pursuit.
And I'm sure as a family you were excited about this opportunity.
Oh, very, yes. Yeah, we just wanted her to spread her wings. There was no way you could meet Ella without thinking, yeah, one day you will make a real difference in this world. You'll have some effect. And it just seemed like a fabulous platform to do that.
Mm-hmm. And did you all go over with her when she was,
we
she was
did.
Moving?
Yes. We had a week's holiday in Hilton Head and then went to New York and set her up in her apartment. And on the 25th, we said goodbye. Joanne couldn't turn away from the dorm room door. As Ella went in, she had to watch her go to the lift, and she said, I can't turn my back.
Yeah.
That was the last time we saw her.
So you went home, and it was just, was it just 2 weeks later?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. I think, yes. About 4 o'clock in the morning, Joanne gets a phone call from Clontarf Garda Station. We're going to send a couple of officers around. First asked, are you Ella Mills' mother?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to send a couple of guards around who want to talk to you. And at that point, you know, there was no doubt in our minds that we'd lost her.
Mm-hmm. And when the Gardaí came, is that what you were told at that point?
Yes, we had an appalling sort of, probably only 10 minutes wait, but it sounded like a lifetime. And I ran out to meet the car, and they wouldn't say anything till we got in the house. And they were absolutely lovely. It devastated them to have to break the news.
It's a terrible thing for them to have to
do.
And that's the moment when your life changed.
Yes, yes. They stayed as long as we wanted them to. They weren't going to leave us till we said. And then we just sort of looked at each other and thought, right, we have to go upstairs and tell her siblings about this. We have to just knock the bottom out of their world.
And what do you know about what happened now?
She went on a kayaking trip with the University Kayaking Society. It wasn't a particularly good choice of river for novice kayakers. They were going through some difficult rapids, and she came out of the boat and was pinned by an aquatic current, a sort of rolling current against the bottom of a rock. And the force of water is just incredible. I mean, tons and tons of water coming down at you. And the people present did what they could to rescue her. But having been and seen the scene, and I actually had a kayak with some of the people who tried to rescue her, and it quite clearly from that, it was an impossible situation. And so she fought and fought and fought, She was 2 minutes. They said she was struggling. But yes.
So when you went out there, you kayaked down the same stretch of water, did you?
Not the complete stretch, because it was too dangerous for a novice kayaker,
but,
really.
But you wanted to see it for yourself?
Yes, yes.
Were you surprised to hear that Ella had been kayaking? I mean, she sounds like someone who just grabbed life and took the opportunities that were presented
yes.
to her. So is this something you would have expected her to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We have an inflatable kayak and we'd go up and see the seals on Donymount Strand now and then. So, yes, she was familiar with kayaking. Part of me thinks that she thought, oh, Dad would love to hear that I was doing this. She threw, for the first 3 weeks in New York, she hurled herself into the life there. She was having silent discos on the quad till 3 a.m, and she joined a drama club. She just, everything, she signed up for everything. And this is just one of those things. And she was very excited. She FaceTimed me and said, Dad, you never believe what I'm doing. And I was just so delighted for her.
Well, she was living her dream, wasn't she?
She absolutely was.
Mm-hmm. So come back then to how you are now, a year on. I don't really have to ask you that question. I mean, it's incredibly difficult, I would imagine.
Yes, it is. We have a lot of support. We have some very good friends and family and a real appreciation now of what that means, mm-hmm. what community is.
And the challenge that you undertook over the last weekend, did it achieve for you what you needed it to do?
Yes, I think it did. And I haven't asked myself that question, really, what I hoped to get out of it. At the time, I just needed to do something. I needed to commit to something and feel that there was some kind of positive coming out of it. Now there's the fundraising for Kevin Bell, which if it can help someone in our situation, then that would mean an awful lot. And for me personally, yes, the sort of metaphorical translation of the sort of one foot in front of the idea, in front of the other mm-hmm. concept, an activity that would sort of physically bring me through the grief process in a way.
And give you a focus, I'm sure, as
yes,
well, something to,
yes.
to aim towards.
Exactly.
But I'm sure the question you must be asking is what now, you know, now that that is done?
Yes.
Do you feel you need to find something else that you can say, well, in 6 months' time, this
well,
is what I'll do?
I'm trying to get my novel published. I have a few things I'm trying to do. But I have kind of got the bug for extreme challenges, I must say. And the whole experience was, it's hard to say it was enjoyable, but it was profoundly affecting and quite moving for me, particularly on the day itself.
Mm-hmm.
The support we had from friends and family and people I'd never met before, neighbours. And we found this right from the start. It's this Irish concept of, and excuse my pronunciation, mehal, is
you're
it? This
bang,
sort
you're
of
bang
community
on, yep.
spirit
mm-hmm.
Where people will help those in need. And in the aftermath of this, we're constantly finding just baskets of food left at our door, or our bins would be put out, or whatever.
People
would
you.
Come and gorilla weed our driveway and stuff. So yes, that had been established, but the way the community came out to support us, and towards the end of the, you know, by we're sort of hour 18, 19, and I was starting to flag, I must admit, but everyone came poolside, they all poured in and just roared me on for the mm-hmm. last hour.
Did you feel Ella was with you at all?
Yeah, I don't want to be too sentimental about it, but yes, you do play sort of mind games when you're in that sort of situation and that kind of challenge, and you're utterly exhausted, and it's becomes purely mental. The pain is just blinding from your joints and your blisters and all that stuff. And I like to imagine that she was actually running in front of me, because if someone does that through the water, you just wheeze along in their draft.
Yes.
It's easy. It's no effort at all. So I just like to picture Ella
in front of you,
parting the water for me.
Yeah. If people still want to donate, they can, to support the Kevin
Absolutely.
Bell. Will you tell us how they go about doing that?
Yes. Well, the campaign is called One Foot in Front of the Other. And if you go to www.gofundme.com, and the easiest thing to do is just to type One Foot into the search bar.
And it will come up.
I'll come at the top of the list.
All right. Well, Ralph, I'm so grateful to you for coming in. I know it's not easy, but we remember Ella Mills today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.